there was in our area, there was about four Vanderfield farms right in a cluster there. They almost just come pretty much at the same time. And then they each took their, well, the one has got about 200 acres, but he's got a lot of woods with it. But the rest of them, I think they all took their 160-acre section. Well, as far as we can figure out, they come here in 1857, but then they had lived there for 3 years and developed the land or something. In 1861, they got their deed. Actually, our farm's been in the Manorfield hands 153 years already.
When these early farmers came in, the early, maybe even preceding you,
there had to be some, but there couldn't have been too many. Because I think the way we were taught, no, out of New Ulm, they come out and they all bought the land as they.
Together at the same time?
Well, that.
Yeah,
that,
there was like think, four people that came together and they bought all farms around in the same area. Okay. But most of the first farmers, they went out in Milford Township, west of New Ulm, and then out. Seattle Township was first a little later.
Do you think they had any idea that they were buying land that and they were displacing the Dakota people? Do you think they were aware of that?
I don't really think so because they probably the Dakota Indians, they were along the river. They probably figured, oh yeah, they just got the land and they didn't go out in the prairie. Well, they probably went out to hunt a little bit maybe, but mm-hmm. I don't really think that they probably thought that they took it away from them because they went there and that land was for sale. So they picked their part, their piece.
Who did they buy the land from?
Yes. United States of America, to put it in Manorville.
And the date is 1861, the deed. And it gives the dimensions of the property. What does it say what they paid for it?
I guess someplace.
There's no amount listed in
the maybe not there, but later on they had prices in there. Well, they probably only paid like $100.
Wasn't there a time if you lived on a farm for like 4 years, then you could own it without paying for it?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's what we kind of thought at one time, that's probably what it was. That's why they come here in 1857, and then they first got their deed in 61. They lived here that long, so they got the land. Mm-hmm. Probably got the land free.